my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans out there?
We'll see.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Crossover time.
Yes, sir.
With Willard and Dibs.
Fresh from the Madden compound.
Yeah.
How'd it go out there, man? It looked great.
It's pretty different. It's pretty unique. It's pretty, it was something. It was something else. I didn't know that existed. And I bet everybody who's driven by that place in their life has no idea that it existed. You could drive by it.
See, now that, wow.
You would have no idea that that's anything but weird businesses where, like, it looks like an accounting firm from the outside.
Will, I'm so random. Dibs, I've been waiting for you, too. I got to ask this because it came up yesterday. Did you guys find out how the Madden game, the inception of that, came about?
Yeah, Steve Mariucci told the story on the air, which is amazing, and I'll let Mark tell it because he's better at long form than I am.
I think you just used your word count already for the whole day.
But in the short form
story, hot, long form.
The short form story is it was an accident.
What? Kind of.
All right, I need to hear. Yeah.
Well, what he thought he was doing was he was settling in. He talked to the guy who eventually launched EA Sports.
Okay, San Mateo, Foster City.
Yeah. And he said, "I this is what I want to do. I think it would be a good teaching tool if we could use these little figurines and put it on video." And two things could happen. Coaches could use it for planning purposes, and fans could learn more about football. And the first answer that the EA, and I'm going to call him the EA guy because I don't know, I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
But the EA guy's first answer is
Aaron Andrews, EA.
Yeah, we could probably do like 6-on-6. And John was like, no, this has to be 11-on-11. He's like, well, we don't have the bandwidth or the technology to do that yet. And John's like, get back to me when you do. And then a couple of years later, they do. And that's what John thinks that he's launching. And then it takes off in the video game world in a totally different way. And he just ends up licensing the name. And really, to hear the stories yesterday, to his death, he still really had no clue how the whole thing worked. He didn't play it. He was just like, yeah, I don't know what all those guys are doing over there with the gizmos in front of the TV and players are running around out there.
The first edition had like 18. Right. We played 91, I believe.
91, yeah.
Never was he thinking video game.
Wow.
And entertainment.
Look what it ended up being. It still is.
Well, and think about the evolution of the football video game, because when Atari launched in 82, you had the 3-on-3 and like
throwing it up.
Yeah. Exactly. You could either run like the run play or the pass play, and you did the joystick, the wibble wobble.
I play Madden that way. The run play or pass play.
Then you had Intellivision came out with the disc and you could spin it and throw it. And then you came out with the 2-button Nintendo. And then you had Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, that was
and then
it, man.
Tecmo 2, when you could do 4 runs or
Bo
4 passes.
Jackson on Tecmo Bowl? Oh, watch
right.
out.
And you couldn't stop him. Even like Cleveland with Mac and Biner, they were unstoppable.
Right.
But Bo Jackson was unfair. And then from there, you went to Madden, 11-on-11.
It was incredible,
and,
man.
Like, drop the mic, and football and video games have never been the same.
And I would argue, starting about 5 to 7 years ago, it got so good. This has happened to me multiple times in raising boys. You walk by a room. If you just walk by a room quickly, I think that they're watching a football game.
And that's where it's at.
That's how good the graphics are.
No doubt about Will.
If you glance in the room,
Will,
that looks like a real football game.
Man. It's funny you say that because this morning I was trying to watch a recap of the game that we're actually watching in the studio right now.
Incredible.
Last year's Super Bowl. So I'm just Googling it, and I'm trying to feed a bagel to a 2-year-old and whatnot. And so up comes a feed, and I'm like, boom, press play, and it's a YouTube, and I start watching it, and I'm like, something doesn't seem like. It's the Madden version of the Super Bowl.
Which is looking like the real
Looks
Super
like the real
Bowl.
Game.
Wow, that's all
insane.
That's sick. Wow, I never knew that, man.
Yeah, because I'd walk by the room and pat myself on my back and be like, look at my boys in there watching football.
Watching
like,
tape.
Just watching. They're grinding. They're trying to learn the game. And no, they're
Stoddy, have you ever had a Madden controller in your hand?
Nope.
Wow. In television, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely in television.
Don't sleep on Intellivision.
Intellivision baseball was a great game.
Oh,
incredible.
Man, we loved it.
No doubt.
All right, I'm watching this game now. And
stop watching the
who's
game.
Who's 33 on the 49ers last year? It's funny because we played your sound Florio saying, it's a good question. What do you remember most about the Super Bowl? And who's 33? I've just seen him take seven bad angles in a row.
Oh, he was the closest guy to Mecole Hardman when the game ended, too.
His last name was Ryan?
Oh, Logan Ryan.
Logan Ryan.
That's Logan Ryan.
Yep.
Remember he came in halfway through the year, kind of grabbed him off the street.
It's funny because...
Yeah, they had injuries.
There's so much you can remember of that game. And
Florio said overtime. The boys had him on this morning. What do you remember? Obviously, the heartbreak.
Hey, Cosell today.
Oh, I'm nervous.
I tell you what.
What time?
I don't know if Shanahan has. I know he hasn't cut his hair since, but he may not have showered since.
Yeah, no, it looks that he's with no doubt about it. Man.
I love it when people say that he's 45 years old. No, he's not.
I'm going to call him Merle from now on.
Yeah, he got the works. Obama acceleration going
because he's haggard. Thank you, Stein. That was for you, old man.
Thank you.
Well,
that's a two.
If Niner football is as stressful as the United States of America, that tells you something.
Yeah, no doubt.
That tells a story. Good God.
Can I?
You could do whatever you
can
want.
Can I pass along a scene from Monday that...
A scene?
Yeah.
Have the same energy as you told us and the fans you were going to have.
Bring that same energy.
So,
say it with your chest.
Excuse me, sir.
I don't tell people.
Mr. McGillicuddy.
Patelli.
Now he's getting upset.
Come on.
We've been having a great show.
Let's hear it.
So, Monday, and keep in mind... This is not like, oh, these guys. There's no judgment. I'm just going to tell you the way I felt. So I go over and have a quick one at Sam's on Monday. And
I'm nervous right now.
The Dodgers and the Mets are on. I'm watching. And I look around the bar. It's not packed, but there's like 11 people in there.
Okay.
Mark, they were Giants fans.
Oh, boy.
And they were rooting against the Dodgers.
Of course.
I just felt... Yeah, really
sad. That's their job.
I felt sad for them.
So like, I'm going to...
a little sad.
I'm going to ride the fence.
Felt a little pathetic.
I'm going to ride the fence on this one. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. I do it, too. And yes, it's pathetic. It's completely pathetic.
But it's part of the program.
It's humiliating.
Yeah,
humiliating. It's humiliating, and I will show up again. Do they play again this afternoon?
Yes, they do.
I will show up again tonight and be humiliated.
Yeah,
it's humiliating.
Yeah, get prepared because it looks like
I know.
Well, I do. I've always been fascinated.
And next week we're going to have to be Yankee fans. Yeah. That'll be great.
I've always been fascinated with that whole thing about who you root for after your team's gone, and I go back to 1985 or 87 Anyway, the Philadelphia 76ers went into the Boston Garden in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat the Celtics.
Boston Strangler.
And the Celtics fans started chanting, beat LA.
Right.
And the Sixers were... I don't know if they were more of a rival than the Lakers, but it was the same thing. They were playing the Sixers more during the year. I don't know. I've always thought
Andrew Tony.
It's just interesting, like, what you want to see. Because I get it. The Dodgers are the rivals, but maybe you want to say, look, two teams in our division are the best team.
I hope this doesn't come off sounding sexist. I want to just, like, no, because this is life. This is life. What we do every October right now is akin to trying to talk to someone you are interested in at the bar starting at 10 p.m. and you're still trying at 11 p.m. and you're sending drinks over and it's midnight and then it's 12:30 and you're trying and you feel like you're getting somewhere at certain hours of the night. And then at 1 o'clock, she and all of her wonderful friends, they get up and leave. They write down the wrong phone number on a piece of paper.
Oh, no.
And you start looking around at 1:30 for what the hell you got left.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Sometimes nothing will.
And that's what we're doing. It's 1:30 at the bar, and this is what we got left. We can now we can't do what we want to do, so let's just root against the Dodgers and act like we're happy.
You think Niner
if they
fans
lose? Well,
when you get back to your car and the window's been smashed in,
yeah, for
and,
sure.
Your stereo got
absolutely
taken.
You think
absolutely
Niner fans were not rooting for the Bengals when the Rams went to that Super Bowl?
We were, but that's not the same.
Yeah,
no.
But you still didn't want to see the Rams win.
I mean, sure, sure. Yeah. You don't, but that bounces off of you.
This is different.
The Dodgers are different. Even the Lakers, who think that they have a championship the last few years ago.
Yeah.
But
and this is, I think, the most telling part of all of this, because if the Dodgers actually do get
this one counts.
Then, well, the whole thing about, you can't look at the bubble chip anymore as a bubble chip, and you can look at it as a bubble chip all you want, but now the Dodgers would have two since you got your last one, and you could say 1.5 all you want.
One and a third.
You could call it whatever you wanted.
One and a third.
Well, 60 is more than a third of 162, but we can debate that later. It's closer to 40%, but it's funny because if they actually get one, if they get a real one, it's hard to look at a real one and say, well, I mean, geez, boy, you can't.
Yeah.
And so, meanwhile, we have a Mets fan in the building who's no longer wearing Mets gear because I'm afraid that he may be resigned to the reality of what's going on.
Yeah, well, I told Willard
they can tie it up tonight.
Yeah.
You'll win a game and you're tied.
They're allowed
to. They could go down 3-1.
They could. This is a scary spot.
I've been told if the Guardians don't win tonight, they're not going to play game 4.
Well, that's 3-0 and 2-1 are two very different entities.
True.
You go play a baseball game tonight and make it 2-2.
But if the Mets lose, they're down 3-1, right?
Yeah, but here's the other thing. And this is why you know it's embarrassing. I will watch Saints Broncos over this crap.
Prime.
I don't want to watch. I want to hear about it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tell me they lost.
It's because you are afraid to watch it and watch what's probably going to happen.
No, there's just no joy there. There's two options. I can watch the Dodgers win.
49er Frank,
that makes me want to vomit.
Yeah. Or you can watch the Mets win.
Yes, but like that, again, that is at least a part humiliating.
But
like, what am I going to do? Run around my house and make unhealthy food because the Dodgers lost a play? Like, how
pathetic.
It's
a quiet fist bump. Yeah. It's more of an option than watching some fourth-rate garbage on Amazon Prime.
This is why you have as many fantasy teams as possible. On my fourth one, there's Javonte Williams. Great. Let's sit down.
Lock in.
And act like we care.
I got Denver defense surgery for Javonte Williams.
That's fine.
Yeah,
surgery. My team's so deep that, and again, we talked about this yesterday, and Mark did not have a proper answer because Mark's not a real radio doctor like I am.
Surgery.
Which one?
Surgery.
Which one?
The one that happens at a hospital.
See, and this is where all of you novices, all you neophytes, you don't get it. And as a man who's been cut on five different times, well, then don't report on it unless you know.
What do you mean? I'm not reporting.
When
I'm
you
not
have
a reporter.
A meniscus surgery.
You didn't even know that he was having surgery. So what
matter.
Kind of reporter are you?
I don't need to set my lineup until 5 o'clock, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to send him flowers or a card. I don't know the man. All I know is when I bench him, he scores three times. When I start him, he gets no catches.
So you should be excited. Now you know what he's going
to
do.
I'm not going to ever root for another man to be injured.
Well,
I just want to know from all of you neophytes what the surgery was.
Thank God for
repair
you this
or
moment
removal.
Of clarity.
There is no moment of clarity. Because none of you guys have the actual answer.
He's going to get a 0.0 this week.
That's fine.
And next week.
And he would too.
And
this is on my bench.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yes, it is a wow moment that Quentin Post is coming in studio because he's not coming by himself.
Well, that we didn't get that till later.
I know, but I wanted to talk to you through my radio.
Were you disrespecting exclusive?
He's not coming in here by himself.
Over here.
We've got a third of the roster coming in here today.
Well, not quite, but
a fifth. 20% of the roster is going to be
here. We have a third of the Santa Cruz roster. Well, that's a fact.
You know, it's more optimism, please.
Don't put it on me. I was juicy. I said post.
You know, Cougar and I got into it over today.
What?
Well, we're talking about stupid. That's what we do.
Our job.
I said, Christian McCaffrey's having a terrible year. He said, no, he's not.
I heard that, too.
I said, sure he is.
He's Dibs.
He's got a zero. You said, who's had a worse year than Devondre Campbell? And Steiny goes, Christian McCaffrey.
And again, I hate it when I am Team Steinmetz because it makes me feel uncomfortable.
I was going to pay you a compliment. Dibs. And now I'm not.
I'm giving you a Roger Federer. It's a backhanded compliment.
I know.
And it's a backhand up the line 15 love because I hate the fact that you're right. But you're right. Christian McCaffrey, he's had a worse year. He's had the same year that Frank Gore's had this year.
I'm not going to fall for it, Willard.
It's a fact.
If you have yet to play, you're not playing bad. Campbell's been bad.
How's Elijah Mitchell been?
Unavailable.
And I won't go to the Ricky Pearsall card because he got shot.
Yeah, no doubt.
But he's having a better year than Jacob Cowing. That's a fact.
Who is that?
Pearsall's having a better year than Cowing.
Well, then how can you say that?
Because Cowing has played and made mistakes.
No, you just said the opposite point two times in a row.
No, I'm talking about...
How can McCaffrey be
having... Did Cowing make a fair catch?
Yeah,
he also fumbled
a fair catch.
So you're saying Cowing has been a net negative.
Net negative, correct.
And Devondre Campbell hasn't been?
I'm talking about Pearsall. He's been a net zero. McCaffrey, net zero.
But you say McCaffrey's having a worse year than Campbell.
I did not say that. That was his point.
And you agreed with him.
I agreed with the idea about McCaffrey having a worse year than fill in the blank.
That was Campbell.
I thought he said Naomi Campbell.
No, you caught him, Willard.
Yeah, what's wrong with you people?
It was a throwaway line the other day. It's good to see both sides of your mouth.
It was a throwaway line the other day,
but Dibs had me laughing when he goes, you know, you're allowed to beat the Chiefs.
That's my line. It's Mark's line.
And
I do it as mockery because whenever we have a point and he is backed up into a corner, he says, well, you know, Dibs, you're allowed to
I'm not backed into a corner. It's when you start kissing things off before they're over like you did with the Warrior season 3 years ago and told me in January, ain't no damn way in hell this team's winning a championship. They're allowed to. And guess
they
what?
They are allowed
they
to.
They did. And then they did.
This year, I don't think they're allowed.
They are. I checked. I called the league office. They said it's okay.
That the over-under is 43.5?
That's correct.
Is that what you found?
That's an error,
Warriors
man.
Win total. That is accurate, and dude. I bet the living hell on that.
The over?
Yes. Man.
He and I had a quick discussion about last year's win total at 46. 46.
Right.
And I said, would you go over under 46 from last year? And he was quick to say,
over
46. I think that last year's 46 could be this year's 46 in a different way, but 43.5, that feels way low to me.
Yeah.
Here's what I think
might be true that none of us are willing to admit yet because we don't want it to be true.
Uh-oh.
And it will hurt our hearts. But I think it's very possible that Klay Thompson was a huge X's and O's problem for this basketball team.
I think there's a chance of that, too.
There's no doubt.
And so the fact that you know, it was so difficult for him to be gone.
Kurt, take him out the game.
Now he wanted to take him out,
and he didn't
There's such an emotional thing on everybody's back in the locker room, and he's mad, and he's going 0-10, and all these things. And you bring in people who are not near the name, but they are younger.
No doubt.
There's more of them.
No eggshells, Willard.
Right. Like, I don't know, man.
That's real.
Watch them last night. I know that it's just fan night.
Yeah.
They
were having a ball.
They look lighter than they've looked in 3 years.
Yeah.
They really do. Now, they haven't had a chance to punch each other yet. Yeah. So maybe this will go sideways. I don't know. But I'm starting to get a sense that he was pushing in the wrong direction.
No doubt about it. In multiple ways. And how many times did we say Poole was gone, so the stench of that was gone, and it really wasn't because Klay wasn't in the best spot. Now he's gone. Nobody's happy. But I'm telling you, that's got to equal, man, it's just the air is like.
I'm not trying to forecast stench, but the one thing that could be stench worthy would be Jonathan Kuminga if he doesn't get an extension. And if Moses Moody does, and you know, there's talk that Moody might, and Moody's not going to get money that Kuminga would get. Yeah, but if Moody gets money, if Moody gets 4 years and $60 million, $15 million a year, which would be commensurate with what Moody is as a player. But if he gets money, guaranteed long-term money, and Jonathan does it, it's something to watch, I think.
Yeah, about. And if Moody doesn't get it, he can handle it. I just feel like JK, who will run to the his reps and they know where to run to, I feel like that'll be a problem.
All right. Well,
Something to watch.
Well, hold on. Where are you going? We because got time.
Take it all the way to 12.
Yeah, take it all the way to 12.
What are we going to do? Can I get you something to drink?
That's what I was trying to.
You got water. Now, let's take it to 12. We'll take it to 12.
Have a seat.
You leave. We break. We come back.
Dibs, let me tell you how I hurt my feelings, man. So you and I are in a club where we take notes and watch the game. Then I'll get a late snack and watch it again to note on the note. The real-time notes.
And he was hating on your late-night snacks. And
he goes, oh, you heard it. That guy had like six pages with it.
I'm telling you, when Spadoni said Helvetica, I laughed out loud. It's like, I'm like, listen to these guys. Just like the term paper in college where you're like, oh, crap, it's only three pages.
It hurt my heart, but it was
teacher asked for it to be four pages. You're like, click, drag, change font. We're done.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, that was so funny.
I hate on my note game.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say anything, but that was, you know, that was painful.
Yeah.
The only time I hated on your note game was when you were in Lucky Break in the contest. Forget.
How are we friends right now?
Because we've come that a long way, me.
I'm in the contest.
Yeah.
Brandon Tierney was my coach. Yeah, 2012, Lucky Break.
Yep.
So I'm nervous. I'm still a nobody, but I don't know what's going on. I had my notes. Left my notes to get a cocktail, snuck off. Nobody could to calm the nerves.
Yeah, you got
to
do it.
Dibs. This was technology, wasn't even what it was now. Takes a picture of my notes. It could, and I write stuff to myself.
Just tell him where the notes were written.
On my piece of paper, on my notebook.
Incorrect. On the back of an envelope.
Okay, but anyway. Five dibs, now you're tall tale.
Wait a minute, use what you got.
I thought it was on my personal notes.
In that moment where I'm scared, and puts it on Twitter. And I saw it, and I go, wow, he really was trying to Nancy Kerrigan me.
Oh, wow.
He really was trying to
That's
bold for somebody who, like, hasn't even got his footing yet.
First of all, that's bold, if I may, Willard, from
a guy who says he made half the media personalities on the West Coast.
I tried to break him.
Willard, I love you for that.
The only people I claim I made are those who I actually made. This man I tried to break, and I failed. And it was a competition. It was me against Yo-Yo-Yo. And if you know Brandon Tierney at all, and I know you do, he's the kind of guy, when you compete with him, you want to cut him. You want to beat him. You want to end him. I had a good roster, and I thought that my team was better than his team, but you know, you start going through the thing, and you lose a couple, and he loses a couple, or whatever. We were down to the final, might have been the final eight or the final four, and we were at Pete's or Pedro's.
Rest in peace.
Those live shows, there's stories to be told
David
there.
David Lee,
dude.
Mad Bum before he was Mad
Matthew
Bum.
Matthew Bissett.
Yeah, look at you.
You knocked him off, right?
That was the next year.
Oh, okay.
Bissett was the next year, but I saw an opening to exploit this nobody and his handwritten notes on the back of an envelope, and so I did it, Goop. Do I regret it? Of course not.
Will,
you know
I appreciate
me.
You, Will. I really do.
Whatever. He wasn't there. He doesn't know what it was like.
In the nascent days
of the station, it was dog eat dog. Survive or be survived.
Not for you, it wasn't.
It sure was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, please, you were the first hire.
Whatever. What happened 18 months later?
Well, that was predictable.
Like, I was hired after you and fired before you.
Those are facts.
Oh, man.
Those are facts.
You guys, man.
Anyway, I thought it was on a nap. It was on the back of a notebook. I still have the picture. Or the back of an envelope.
Yeah, I played it off, but that cut me.
But what happened next? You went out there live, and you crushed it.
Yeah.
You crushed it. You won the whole damn thing.
Who was the white receiver from? He played in the NFL on the Titans and Oilers. Drew, give it to me from Bennett.
Drew Bennett.
He was a cool cat.
UCLA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, look at him.
Near Monty High School. And, so Jason Barrett, the old PD, he would bring in a celebrity judge every week.
This, Tony. We're talking
and he
about
had
me,
David Lee. He had literally Madison Bumgarner.
What?
2012 Mad Bum.
How the hell did he get him?
I would listen to that on the way home.
Oh, what a barrel of laughs.
They asked him, would you listen to these guys? He goes, I would listen to Bumgarner. I'm like, yeah.
Well, how would you listen being that there are no radios on horses, Madison?
He was young Mad Bum. He wasn't Mad Bum then.
No, he was not yet Mad Bum. This was 2012. He's came in
Aaron
all shucks.
Davis, the DB for the Niners.
That's
he came
right.
Out.
That's right. And David Lee, great call. Yeah, and Drew Bennett. That's so funny.
I don't know. I'm going to let you handle the out here. Because I don't know if you go hard out or not. Or...
No, I got you, Snyder. Okay. Don't worry.
But if it's Mark, it's going to be a soft out, I'll be honest.
Well, S-A-W-F-T. Anyway, this is what you're supposed to do, Snyder. All right. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Is your bag hanging on your shoulder correctly? You can go there and find out. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. I might have added a line.
On 95.5.7. The game, is it okay? A little early? Yeah. Yes, it is. The Warriors trio coming up at 2:45 on 90. And Kosa!
Oh, my God. We added an extra day just for the effect.